This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The former sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass will be retried. This comes after the jury deadlocked on second-degree murder and official misconduct charges against Andrew Buin last week. The jury foreperson in the trial has said one juror stood in the way of a murder conviction. Christy Engelkirk is a lawyer who served on the jury and says the one holdout made the 3 days of deliberation difficult. New details now in the case of a Chaffee County woman, Suzanne Morphew, whose disappearance in 2020 generated global headlines. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Suzanne Morphew died as a result of homicide, but the coroner could not determine the means of death. An autopsy released Monday morning found that she had a combination of drugs in her system at the time of death, drugs that are commonly used to sedate animals. Barry Morphew, who was initially charged with his wife's murder, had a tranquilizer gun and empty darts in his home. Charges against him were dropped before Suzanne Morphew's body was found. They could be filed again by prosecutors. Morphew has maintained his innocence. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis announced today a new truce between the oil and gas industry and environmental groups. The deal puts an end to a barrage of competing ballot proposals and legislation from both sides related to the fossil fuel industry. It centers on a new fee on drilling projects that would mostly fund public transportation, including a potential Front Range rail line. The new fee is expected to generate an estimated $138 million each year. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 6:06.